I took that money and I converted that shed into a studio apartment, and I rented it out for $600 a month, and that
Yeah.
for like maybe 7 or 8 years. Fast forward, I was going to buy my first fourplex, and when I went to buy my first fourplex, I wasn't using the money because I never needed the money from the property in the first place. It was just extra money. And so to discipline myself, I put the money in a bank and I had no access to the money. The tenant would just drop the money off in and I'd see the deposits come in, but I couldn't, like, just for impulse control purposes, right? To
Right,
discipline
right.
myself.
Welcome to Concreteville Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. What if you could invest in real estate with just a few clicks? Introducing Concreteville, CBLD, where real estate meets blockchain. With CBLD, you can fund and own a stake in tokenized real estate backed by commercial properties, earn passive income, invest securely, and help solve the housing crisis. The future of real estate is here. Are you ready? Invest today at concreteville.org. Concreteville, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And first, I would like to introduce my guest tonight. My guest tonight is Jamal Ford, also known as the Maven, and he is an expert voice in the field of entrepreneurship, community building, and business development. Mr. Ford is the founder of the Funnel Factory and the owner of Brand Maven Consults, both of which specialize in creating systems that empower entrepreneurs, foster growth, and build meaningful connections. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Jamal Ford, the Maven. How are you doing today, Jamal?
I'm doing great, Dr. Lee. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, we'd like to start off our podcast by asking all of our guests this question. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Yeah, so when it comes to real estate, I really believe that a lot of people are going to understand that it is the thing that will help beat inflation if you invest in real estate. And also, I believe that cryptocurrency will allow people to be able to get real estate across the world and not just be in one area. I think that crypto will over time become universally identified, and it will be a lot easier to convert to crypto than purchase real estate in other locations.
I love that insight. That is actually what's happening even right now, Jamal. So you're predicting the future, and the future is now. I love
Right.
that. Well, let's kind of pivot a little bit and tell me a little bit about your businesses. You have the Funnel Factory and the Brand Maven Consults, and tell me a little bit about how they're different and how they are synergistic, and what type of clients do you serve?
Yeah, so they're kind of one and the same, but they cater to different people. Just to start, I'm a second generation entrepreneur. So in the
Very
past
nice.
5 years, I've helped my clients and also my businesses generate roughly about $8 million across multiple platforms and multiple things. And so when I transitioned from healthcare, a lot of people actually reached out to me to help with scaling their businesses. To be honest, it wasn't really something that I was into because inadvertently, I invested in real estate. And so pretty much my real estate always maintains my standard of living. But a lot of people wanted to understand how to scale their businesses and different things like that. So I decided to go into consulting to help people to identify areas and bottlenecks in their businesses. So I started Brand Maven. And Brand Maven really helps people who's generating roughly between 30 to 70,000 a year. I mean, it's 70 to 30,000 a month to get them to over 100K a month. And so that's a completely different system than what's needed for startup businesses. And so I start to also have a lot of startup businesses reach out to me as well, people who had no infrastructure, anything like that, to actually generate any revenue. And it was very hard for me to help the people who were already making money and then transition the mindset to helping people who wasn't making any money at all. And
Got
it's a
it.
different set of tools, a different set of skills. So that's why I created the Funnel Factory, to help give startup entrepreneurs the resources that they need in order to scale their business.
I love that. And I love how you basically design your businesses around your client and not the other way around. You know, so many people build everything and then go, okay, you guys come to me, but you're like, you know, I'm going to give value to the people that I'm helping. And I love that. That's a great concept.
Yeah. And it's really based on supply and demand, understanding what the market is asking for and fulfilling that, and making sure that you be empathetic to the needs of the people and then fulfilling those particular needs.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Tell me a little bit more about the Maven. Where did that originate from?
For me, I've always been a student and also a teacher. And so if you know what a Maven is a teacher, a person who teaches a lot of things. I'm really big on like teach a man a fish and I give a man a fish. And I really don't like people to be dependent on me for their success. So most of the clients that work for me not only get me as a consultant, but they also get me as a person who's giving them the tools. That way, when I'm no longer there, they're able to continue scaling their business forward. So for me, it helps me identify what realm that I'm operating in to a certain degree, and to be able to actually inadvertently cut it on and off, like to be like, okay, I'm in teacher mode. Okay, now I'm back to normal myself. So, you know, kind of like that. Yeah.
Absolutely love that. So you mentioned at the beginning that you have a little bit of real estate on your own, that is what's funneling your lifestyle, basically. Can you tell me a little bit about what type of real estate you own and how did you get involved in that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what I own, but I can tell you how I got involved in it. I think that's a very interesting story.
Okay.
So my mom, like I said, my mom's a second generation entrepreneur. She has multiple businesses. My mom has roughly about 14 rental properties or something. So I kind of grew up in that particular realm.
Okay.
In 2013, my credit score was like a 540. It was like really bad.
Okay.
And I was working in corporate wellness, and there was this older man by the name of Mr. Sonny who worked there. And he was, you know, an older guy. He didn't really move around that well. So I was helping him with his health and wellness. And then over time, I realized that he owned about 120 rental properties.
Mm.
And me and Mr. Sonny would hang out all the time. We would talk, we would go eat lunch sometimes. And I would watch him like negotiate deals and do deals and things like that. And I was like, man, I really want to get into real estate, but I don't have what he has. My credit score is terrible. I don't really know what to do. And what happened was, I used to watch Tiny House all the time.
Okay.
And I love Tiny House.
That's a great show. I watched it myself.
I love Tiny House. And so my mom had a shed behind one of her rental properties. And I said, Mom, can I have that shed? She was like, what are you going to do with the shed? And I said, I'm going to turn it into a rental property. And she was like, how are you going to do that? And that year, I probably had gotten maybe $3,000 or $4,000 back in income tax. And so I took that money and I converted that shed into a studio apartment. And I rented it out for $600 a month. And that for like maybe 7 or 8 years. Fast forward, I was going to buy my first fourplex. And when I went to buy my first fourplex, I wasn't using the money because I never needed the money from the property in the first place. It was just like extra money. And so to discipline myself, I put the money in a bank and I had no access to the money. The tenant would just drop the money off in and out and see the deposits come in, but I couldn't, like, just for impulse control purposes, right?
Right,
to discipline
right.
myself. So when I went to buy the property, I think I needed like $15,000, $16,000 in order to close and do all those things. And I was like, and I had the money at the time. I was like, well, I've been having that money sitting there. Let me go and just use the money I've been sitting there. Plus, on top of that, I was closing on the 30th. And when I was closing on the 30th, because it's a fourplex, I was going to get the deposits and the rents back the very next day. So it was like, it was just like a quick swap of money or whatever.
Yeah.
So I went there and I had saved like roughly $55,000 over that time.
That
I didn't
amazing.
Even realize it at that time. So that's what actually started me on my journey. And then from there, I got into mobile homes. And so I started identifying mobile homes that needed to be refurbished a little bit, because there were a lot of people who wanted to own homes, but did not have the resources or finances to actually own homes. And my mom actually had mobile homes, but she would rent to own them to people. And so I got into like renting to own mobile homes to people. And then from there, I bought another fourplex, another property. And that's kind of how I kind of got into it from that particular
That
standpoint.
is amazing. So how many do you have now? How many properties do you
At
own?
this particular time, I want to say total, I have maybe 14 units total across everywhere. So yeah, roughly that, I think.
Good
I
job.
use property managers that handle it, and I just make
Yes.
sure that the ones come in. So yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Honestly, it shows ingenuity. It shows a desire to change your stance. You saw an older gentleman do it, and you're like, why can't I try it? And that's the beauty of real estate, really, that anyone can try it. One of the things that you mentioned is helping people with their home ownership desires through renting to own, which is what we strive to do with Concrete Build. The tokenization part is really just tokenizing shares, basically making real estate into shares for the masses. I love that it's accessible to everyone, and that's really what real estate really is. You can make it accessible. It does not have to be complicated. And someone
Yeah.
like yourself, with you started off with just a small studio and built your portfolio from there. I absolutely love that story.
Food, water, and shelter are the primary things people have to buy no matter what. And when you talk about inflation, the highest thing that most people have to pay for is the place that they live, like their housing. And so if you can actually become that, then your standard of living always stays the same because technically, inadvertently, you are inflation to a
Yes,
certain degree.
you control
So,
for inflation. Well, tell our viewers how they can reach you if they're interested in building their company, whether it's a startup or if you're wanting to 10x, get to the next level. How can they reach you, Jamal?
yeah, so you can reach out to me on Instagram at Jamal the Maven. You can Google the Funnel Factory. It's a school community online for startup businesses. You can go to brandmaven.org and find my business services as far as marketing. We have VAs, we have business strategy, business consulting. And recently I started a new program called Focus Forward, which is for people who deal with ADHD issues and productivity issues. It helps with planning the day and strategizing the day and just making sure that you're productive overall and hitting your goals.
Okay, now you have to tell me about where Focus Forward came from.
Yeah, so Focus Forward. So a few things. I Focus Forward came about. I grew up dealing with ADHD as a kid and kind of being scatterbrained and being everywhere. And it was something, and it manifests itself different for different people. And so for me, I was kind of everywhere. I didn't know what to do. I found myself not being productive. I was procrastinating a lot. And ultimately, I knew something was wrong. And so I had to like actually create a system to help me with productivity and making sure that I was getting things accomplished. And I developed a system with ADHD to actually help me, even before I was diagnosed with ADHD, I actually created a system to help me stay on task and things like that. So what wound up happening was I had a lot of, as I started doing consulting, I realized that a lot of my clients was having issues with their businesses because they were having issues in their personal life. Because business is people. Like when you invest in a business, it's 80% the person and 20% what they're selling. I mean, you can sell anything and be productive, but you have to have a system around it. And a lot of people think that discipline is something that's like innate. Oh, that person's really disciplined. But in actuality, there's a system around that person that keeps them disciplined, right? And a lot of us use willpower. A lot of us think, oh, our willpower will push us through. But many times, if you create a system to make you get those things done, you will ultimately hit your goals in stride. And then just to come back to a little bit back to your crypto and things like that, one thing that I also identified was when it came to discipline, many people have discipline issues with health, wealth, or relationships. And especially in the wealth factor, I realize that people don't have a great relationship with their money from the standpoint of like they go out and they make their money, but then they don't go make their money make money. And so that for me, and most of the time in relationships, when you decide that, hey, I want to be in a relationship with this person, generally there's an exchange, like, oh, I trust this person to do this. This person trusts me to do that. And I believe in that. And I think people should have that same relationship with their money. It's okay, I went and worked hard for you, my money. Now my money needs to go work hard for me, right? From that particular standpoint. So for me, I technically don't live off of the money I directly make. I take the money that I directly make and invest it, and then I live off of that money. Primary example, my mobile homes. My first two mobile homes, I got them inadvertently. It's an interesting story. At the time, my truck was leaking oil in my driveway. And my wife at the time, she was like, well, Jamal, your truck's leaking oil. You need to get a new truck or whatever. I was like, I don't need a new truck. She's like, no, you need to get a new truck. Let me just go buy these two mobile homes. And I bought the mobile homes. And then the mobile home, those two generated about $1,900 a month. And then the lot rent was like $400 a month. So that left me with like $1,550 a month. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, whatever vehicle I get, whatever insurance it is and whatever the gas is, it can't be over $1,550 a month. And that stream of revenue takes care of my vehicle. And then, so I always like look at streams. I don't depend on one stream for everything. I just make multiple streams that can handle multiple parts of my life. And so
I love that. Have you heard of Myron Golden?
Yes, yes.
He's basically like, I just create an opportunity to pay for my lifestyle. And yeah, that's basically what you're saying. I love that idea that, hey, if I have a new bill that I have to do, I love it.
And I will tell you, just to go off of what you're saying, Dr. Lee, I was really like, when I was developing Focus Forward and I put Focus Forward together as far as productivity, as far as journal, and even writing a book for Focus Forward, I do listen. Like I walk roughly about 15 miles in the morning, and mm-hmm. that kind of gets my day going and processing my day. And I do listen to motivational things. I do listen to Myron from time to time. And I did listen to Myron talk about supply and demand and talking about how he'll make a product even before he'll sell a product even before he develops it, and then go out and then make it once he knows there's a demand for it. And I realized probably within the last month and a half that I've been walking that path for maybe the past 2 years. I lost like 80 pounds walking that path. And
congrats.
Yeah. And so what wound up happening was I realized I had mastered my walk. Like I had mastered it from a standpoint of productivity and things like that. And so I have a lot of clients, and I would tell my clients, hey, you know, you want to do this, this, and this. And then sometimes I had people who would reach out to me who could not afford my typical services. Mm. And so I would tell them, hey, well, look, if you just want to talk about your business, you can come walk with me in the morning and I can talk to you about it. It's like, oh, I'll come and walk. And then eventually I just started selling my walk. Like I started selling my walk because it's like, we talk about business, we talk about strategy, we talk about just your productivity overall. And then you actually lose weight as you're walking. It's not even like a fast paced walk. It's just a 2 hour walk. So it's a distance, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of stacking. It's stacking business on top of health. And so, you know, Myron did play a major part in me deciding like, hey, you know what? I should sell my walk because I've mastered it. So it was just, so when you mentioned them, I thought about
that is brilliant, Jamal. I'm going to see what I can sell the morning. So tell me, where do you live? Maybe I'll join you in a walk one of these days.
Well, I live in New Orleans.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I'm in New Orleans, and Focus Forward is also online. Mm-hmm. I do it on Mondays, and I meet with people from all across the world, New Zealand, Australia. And then we put together what we have for the day, and there's a accountability component. We use the platform called FocusMate, and you schedule appointments. And even if it's not someone who's in your Focus Forward team, it allows you to say, okay, I want to get these 12 things done today. And you put it on the calendar. And then when you do them, you can partner with someone. And then when you get on, they're like, hey, I'm working on this. Hey, I'm working on this. And it's 25 minutes, and you say, good luck. And that accountability across helps you with pushing to get those things done.
This was a really great, inspiring conversation with Jamal Ford. And make sure to check out his Funnel Factory, his Brand Maven Consults, and his Focus Forward. And of course, if you want any information on tokenizing your property, make sure to go to concretebill.org, where we tokenize properties and tokenize your wealth.